The Cleveland Indians are in spring training. They're looking at some guys that are coming up in the ranks.
Well, they're looking for outfielders, Amanda.
Yeah, because we have Michael Brantley out.
Out. Abraham Almonte.
Tested positive for performance-enhancing drug.
80 games.
Yeah.
By the way, I'm always glad when Abraham takes full responsibility for flunking the drug test, although he says, I have no clue how it got into my body.
Right.
I'm waiting for the first guy to say. Only one guy, by the way, ever, that I could ever recall, like fully owned up to it. It was a player named Matt Lawton. The Indians had him. And then later in his career, I think he was trying to come back with the Yankees, like in his late 30s.
Yeah.
And they caught him human growth hormone. And he gave a tearful press conference. He says, my knee is shot.
Wow.
I had surgery. It didn't go well. They said this might help the healing.
Mm-hmm.
I did it because I'm trying to, you know, extend my career. I'm like, fine, you got caught, but I got no problem with any of that. And any of us sitting there would be tempted to do the same thing.
Mm-hmm.
But Abraham has no clue how it got in his body. But all I know, the Indians have no, all of a sudden, we have no clue what to do here.
Yeah, exactly.
Because you don't have your left fielder at Brantley. Almonte is supposed to be in center. You don't have him. So in right field,
you have Lonnie Chisenhall.
Lonnie Chisenhall, who, by the way, is continuing to make great plays defensively, as he did. You remember, he moved to the outfield last year. You know, they signed Rajah Davis, who can play some of the different positions, but just sort of an extra guy. But suddenly, and the Indians started talking this guy up to me in January, phenom alert.
Yeah.
For?
Tyler Naquin.
Tyler Naquin. First round pick in 2012.
Mm-hmm.
And he hit a combined 300 between AA Akron and AAA Columbus last year.
Yeah, I remember him in Akron a little
bit. Yeah, no, he could hit.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, in 2012, when Baseball America, which is kind of your Bible of the amateur draft and so on, called him the best pure hitter in that draft.
Wow.
When he was coming out of college. Now, he was not known for power, but just a really good hitter. And that's what you see in the minors. He's not hitting many home runs or whatever, but it's singles and doubles. Has a very good arm. And could play center field. His problem has been staying healthy. He ran into a wall and hurt his hip. He ran into another wall and got a concussion in the outfield. He got hit by a pitch and broke his hand. That's all in the last 2 years.
Oh, my goodness.
So it seems like just as he was been ready to take the big step up, he would get hurt.
Okay.
So what the Indians are hoping, you know, one, he stays healthy, but two, they're not surprised by the fact that he's hitting pretty well because, as they would say, it's in him.
Yeah. Now, is he a center fielder?
He's a center fielder. Okay. And that could solve a whole lot of problems.
If he's ready.
If he's ready. Because suddenly you go, he's in center. You know, Rajah Davis is in left until Brantley's healthy, and Brantley's doing pretty well. And then right field, Lonnie Chisenhall. And if Naquin could nail it down, then you're not looking at that. You have like 11 outfielders in camp. It's ridiculous.
Really?
They have all these guys on minor league contracts who are like 28 to 31 years old that sort of they're known as 4A players, sort of too good for AAA, but not quite good enough for the big leagues or extra outfielders. So, in fact, I was hoping Naquin would play well because I don't know how good he can be, but when you start talking about names like Will Venable and these bunch of these other guys whose names aren't even worth mentioning, Michael Choice, and you don't need to know these people. They've always bounced around. I know how good they are. You could go right on the computer or right on your baseball register, and you got 7 years to tell you of what type of player it is, which is a mediocre player. So Naquin has been, you know, one of the real positive things so far.
Okay, so remember that name because we could be seeing him.
Yes.
Okay. Then there's some pitchers.
Mm-hmm.
They're loaded with pitchers.
Well, who was the guy that came off the middle last year? I know you liked him, too, as a pitcher.
Cody Anderson?
Cody Anderson,
yeah.
The interesting thing, too, is last year he threw his average fastball is about 92 miles an hour. That's slightly above a typical big league fastball. And he had a changeup. He never could really get a curveball or whatever. He's throwing 94 to 97 miles an hour.
Wow.
He really worked on his body more, getting in better shape. They tinkered with his windup to give him, they would say, more leverage. And that happens sometimes as guys get into their middle 20s. They gain some velocity just because they get stronger and so on. But the big thing along with that is he's developing a curveball that's pretty good.
Hmm.
You know, this guy was 7-3 with an ERA around 3. That's very good.
Yeah.
So, you know, he is battling with Josh Tomlin for the fifth starter spot.
Okay.
If he wins it, Tomlin stays and goes in the bullpen. If Tomlin wins the job, then Anderson will go to AAA. But to me, I think he's well on his way because if he's throwing that hard and his curveball's better And you saw what he did last year with basically two different pitches. Mm. And he could add something else in. I mean, the Indians all of a sudden, some people around other baseball teams say they have so much pitching, it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, which you just don't see.
That's unbelievable. Then you have a pitcher, Mike Clevinger, who that's a new name to me.
Right. Yeah, you have to be a real hardcore studying the prospect list to know Clevinger. Mike Clevinger right now, say where Cody Anderson was last spring, you know, the team knows who he is. Maybe some hardcore baseball fans know, but the average fan does not. He pitched at Akron mostly last year. In fact, he has real long hair. Tim Lincecum with the Giants says, I mean, everybody else is, you know, now he's kind of like stuck out of the 70s with the real long flowing hair. The Indians picked him up from the Angels, a minor deal several years ago for a guy named Vinny Pistano.
Okay.
Remember, he had a couple of good years as a reliever, and then his arm went.
Sure.
And all of a sudden, Clevinger came, had a very good year in Double A, pitched just a couple games at Triple A last year, and he has been looked very impressive in spring training. He is your kind of next guy. I remember, like, I've heard about Clevinger now, like I heard about Danny Salazar in the spring of 2013. He's not quite ready yet, we don't think, but, you know, by midseason, we could bring this guy up.
Mm-hmm.
Or like they said that about, like, Cody Andrews, we could bring this guy up later on. And, you know, pitchers get hurt. And the other thing, Amanda, if they decide they're in the race and another bat would help and they can either trade, you know, one of these younger pitchers or trade somebody else and bring up a younger one because they do have a lot of pitchers. So,
right.
You know, anyway, the three names early in camp are Naquin, Cody Anderson, and Mike Clevinger.
And this is when spring training kind of gets interesting because you see what – are they going to earn a starting spot or are they going to start – playing in the big leagues. It's kind of interesting.
Yeah, well, it is that when you're looking at people who I would say are real prospects. To me, sorting through these guys that are brought in here, you know, you got Joey Butler is another guy they picked up from Tampa Bay. He's another outfielder.
Yeah.
It's almost like put them in a hat and draw a name out.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they're all going to be kind of the same. But the young players, you know, do offer a lot of promise. And you know, the really fascinating thing will be, and this is why several national experts and so on, like the Indians, beyond the pitching, is they just think Francisco Lindor is going to pick up exactly where he left off, you know, be the 300 hitter. And the only argument on Lindor defensively last year was he, by the end of the season, was he the best defensive shortstop in baseball or the second best?
Right, exactly.
There's a guy named Simmons in the National League who some people say is better. But so they're saying you already got an elite defender at short, and they think he'll hit 300. They just think he is the kind of, and we saw it with the personality, whatever. He drives the motor of a team.
Yeah.
So, you know, look, it's spring training. Everybody's in a good mood. And, hey, why not?
Okay. More to come on spring training. Terry, thanks.
Thanks, Amanda.